Correctly with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role.
www.d20radio.com.
Welcome to another exciting episode of
The Geeks Menagerie.
I'm your host,
Rodney Ford.
And over here we have my courageous assistant,
Craig.
Hello.
Today, we focus on the vast diversity of organisms that have evolved on our humble planet.
And this little crazy episode, we're going to be discussing the Ren and Stimpy show.
We'll be discussing Happy Tree Friends as well, eh?
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah. Sounds like a good enough plan to me.
All right, so let's start out with a little history on Ren and Stimpy to begin with. Ren and Stimpy debuted in 1991. You and I both know we pretty much watched definitely the first season of Ren and Stimpy, and probably most of the second one too.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Looks like August 11th, 1991 was Stimpy's big day and the big shot.
I thought Space Madness was actually the first one. I don't remember because I could have sworn it was. Oh well, it was a. It was good God. It was over 20 years ago, so I'm surprised.
Well, I will give you a rundown of the first 6 episodes. So the first one is Stimpy's Big Day and the Big Shot.
Uh-huh.
The second one is Robin Howick and Nurse Stimpy.
Oh yes.
The third episode is Space Madness and the Boy Who Cried Rat. Fire Dogs, Stimpy's Storyland, The Littlest Giant.
Yep.
Episode 5 was Marooned and Untamed World.
Oh, yes.
And then episode 6 was Ren's Toothache and Big House Blues, which I'm sure you will definitely remember. Robin Howick and Nurse Stimpy. Any recollections of those two episodes?
Yes, there's like, because I always remember he's like when Stimpy was talking about Robin Hood, I was like, what are you shooting here? Oh yeah, he shot a chicken.
I think it went from chicken to moose, and then to a watermelon as it landed on Ren's head again.
No wait, it was a chicken, then a watermelon when it was in air, and then all of a sudden, no wait, it was a moose. Ren's looks like, oh crap, bam. And this moose looking at you, looking like, what happened, what happened?
And with his trusty bow, he would shoot a... No, it wasn't a melon. What the heck was it? Oh, yeah. It was a chicken. No, wait. It was a moose.
Yeah, Robin Hood is a parody of the Robin Hood legend.
Mm-hmm.
Stimpy, however, runs the scene to scene as he takes the role of every other character.
Yeah, I think the thing I remember most about Robin Hood, besides Stimpy running to each of the scenes, was just the fact that when he was also previewing Robin Hood, he was like, he'd rob the rich and give to the cheerleaders. No, wait, that's not right. He'd rob the rich and give to the criminally insane.
The Sheriff of Dodge City. What did he say? It was something like before I serve you with a large portion of giblet gravy or something like that.
And thrust he a generous portion of large portion of giblet gravy unto he.
His turkey baster, and thrust a generous portion of giblet gravy unto he.
Thou hast besquirted me, O leotarded one. The maiden be thine.
In fact, it looked like he was having the shits.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do remember some of that. The one that has to stick in my mind, I think, generally, has to be Space Madness. That's the one that really typifies Ren and Stimpy, in my opinion.
I completely agree with you. Space Madness is by far the best episode of Ren and Stimpy, and I actually just got done watching it because it's that awesome.
And think pleasant thoughts. Chicken pot pie. Chocolate covered raisins. It glazed ham.
Nice.
The scene of Ren in the floating bathwater with his bar of soap, aka ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, that's just, that's so not right, it's right.
Oh, my beloved ice cream bar. How I love to lick your creamy center. Ow! 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 And your oh-so-nutty chocolate covering. You're not like the others. You like the same things I do. Wax paper, boiled football leather, dog breath. We're not hitchhiking anymore. We're riding.
If any sense made out of that. But just in general, the fact that it was so twisted. And in a way, I think when we get around to discussing Happy Tree Friends, I think that segues into it nice. It's so wrong, it's right.
Well, that's true. They had a lot of raunchy humor, and I think as the later episodes, he got a little bit more nitty-gritty with it, where showed off a lot more disgusting images in the cartoon, mm-hmm. like close-ups of zits or bad teeth or...
Or the magic nose goblins.
Yes. Nobody can forget the magic nose goblins.
Well, even towards later episodes, I don't know if this was in second season or not, there was one where they were so hungry they ended up, there was one episode where the guy and his wife, basically a suburban couple, and Ren and Stimpy are trying to find food. And of course, they're wasting away. And I, for some reason, just happened to be sitting out in the windowsill, is this big steaming plate of hog jowls. Now, that's just not right there. But what made it funny as hell was the, instead of, you know, like killer guard dog, he had a killer baboon.
Oh, yep, I remember him.
No dog, but there's a baboon!
Well, I think the coolest thing about Ren and Stimpy was the fact that they did such excellent job of spoofing certain cartoons or themes. Like The Boy Who Cried Rat was a straight-out Tom and Jerry spoof.
Mm. That's the ugliest mouse I ever seen, and he's beating up on our cheese. There's $5. Get that mouse.
You're hired, cat. Now do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my favorites has got to be, Marooned and Untamed World. Do you remember Marooned?
Actually, I remember them both.
They were part of the same episode, the Marooned episode, they crash land on a strange planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, Commander Hoek and Cadet Stimpy go about cataloging and reporting the strange planet's inhabitants.
Calling Space Command. Come in. Do you read?
No, sir. I didn't like it.
And if I remember correctly, I think it might have been on Marooned. There's a bit where it segues into Ren sitting at the dinner table on the planet. He's like, "I'm starving. What are we having? Space cabbage. Is it stinky? Just how you like it." And he puts the fork, and it all of a sudden turned out to be this big, like, space monster, and it opens up. He's got it on the fork, and it opens up to be his giant mouth, and there's Ren going, "Ah!" It goes up to Stimpy with his head enclosed in this, what, you thought was a cabbage, and you start slapping Stimpy.
Space cabbage? Is it stinky? Just how you like it.
Oh, God, it's awesome. I really liked Untamed World. That was another spoof episode of Mutual... No, wasn't it Mutual of Omaha's Wild America? I think that was the spoof. It was the Mutual of Omaha one.
I think it might have been a spoof on a lot of the nature shows in general.
Yeah, you're probably right. They probably just took aspects of all of them and threw it in. My favorite was the frilled wren.
These perky little lizard will perform a fascinating display. Watch it now as it extends and inflates its neck sac. It does this in order to attract... Ooh, wow! Nature show hosts.
Ah. One marvelous. Nice sack, man.
Where it was a frilled lizard with Wren's head on it. The crockle Stimpy?
There was also this giant soft-shelled Stimpy as well.
Oh, that's right. Listen to the majestic mating call of the crockle Stimpy.
The terrible... Fearsome. Crockle Stimpy. If we listen very carefully, we might just hear the beautiful, haunting mating call of this majestic beast. Listen, you idiot.
Happy, happy. Joy, joy.
And they all start going to work, and they're going to work on a school bus. And the funniest bit about that one was them trying to tag the, was it the frilled wren? Or actually it was a yak. Some species of yak they were going to try and get. And Stevie's like, and I will tag him.
Yep, they were going to try to tag the yak, I think you're right.
So it's just like, right, there's Wren. Quick, follow that yak! And then, of course, in typical Stimpy fashion, he follows up and ends up hitting Wren with a tranquilizer dart and then tags him.
Quietly, patiently, we wait. Hey, buddy! Where's your tag? Ah! Quick, follow that yak! The tranquilizer, man! Use the tranquilizer! You there, yak! It's no use to resist! You're no match for us,
you creature!
So I have in my hand the Collector's Edition box set, first and second seasons, which has all 32 episodes.
How much did that set you back?
You know, I don't remember. I've had this a couple of years now.
Hmm.
418 minutes.
Okay, 418 minutes.
Goes from 91 to 93.
Okay, so it's the first year. Okay. That's still not bad.
Ah, the rubber nipple salesman.
Oh,
rubber nipples.
Nice one. Nice one.
And then everybody's fan favorite, Powdered Toast Man.
Oh, yes. Can never forget Powdered Toast Man. Now, I think that might have been on... Was that on the same episode as, Robin Hood?
No. It was, in Season 2, Episode 1. In the Army / Powdered Toast Man.
Well, I'm not talking about a full episode, full cartoon bit with the Powdered Toast Man. But in I think in one of the first six episodes, there was like an advert thing for Powdered Toast Man.
Because
there's Wren at the breakfast table. He's like, "What? I'm all out of powdered toast." And there's Stimpy actually calling in on his radio. Leave everything to me, he scrapes off his arm.
Now, let's join Ren Hoak at breakfast time.
What? I'm all out of powdered toast.
Calling powdered toast, man. Come in. Please respond.
Man.
Hello, fellas. Out of powdered toast again? Leave everything to me.
Just look at those eyes light up.
Isn't he wonderful?
Why, he's toast-terrific!
Just like powdered toast!
Don't run out of powdered toast at your house. From Primo.
Let's see, so far I've seen the first episode has the log commercial in it.
Yes. Now, there was two log commercials, actually. They both had the same theme music, but one was... with two girls getting sick of playing with their toys. And there's an old kid called Billy. He's like, "So what do you want, Billy? You want a train? Uh-uh." Or something like, "You want a car? No! Okay, well, you pick a toy. I want log!"
Yep, that was the first one. That was in the first episode.
Ah.
They also had another one in there. It was sugar-coated milk lumps or something.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
They don't call me stupid for nothing.
It's time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid. Oh, hello there. Doctor, here's a letter from Joe Bob Henry Jed from Deer Creek Falls, Cornwall. And he asks... Dear Dr. Stupid, how come some camels have one hump and others got two?
Well, that's a very good question, Joe Henry Bob. I'd better put on my patented water-resistant Stupometron helmet. Prepare to activate. Well, Joe, this is where gasoline comes from. One hump for regular and two for premium and unleaded.
Thank you, Dr. Stupid.
What?
Hey! Tune in next time for Ask Dr. Stupid.
All right, so moving on from here, we're going to go ahead right into the second half of the episode, discussing Happy Tree Friends. We had to do this episode in two parts because of timing issues. It was about 1:30 in the morning for Craig in Scotland. And he, for some reason, wanted to get some sleep. So we ended up picking up the following day to do the second half of the show. So we will just take it from there.
Email Mondo's site to find out why their iTunes podcast hasn't been updated in years. You know, for Happy Tree Friends and that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still waiting for a reply back.
Well, I thought they just did an episode, like, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they did. It's on their site, but not on the iTunes.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
See, their iTunes podcast hasn't been updated since... Oh, I got it. I'm just going to bring up iTunes and see when it was last updated. Update podcast. Yeah, there was... it was sporadically updated in 2009, and then once in 2010... And the last one has been 24th of September 2012. And I've not been able to find anything since.
Huh. Yeah, I watched a couple of Happy Tree Friends yesterday, and I'm like, wow, these are... I forgot just how disturbing these really are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are, just a little bit. That was, in actual fact, I don't know if you want to start recording pretty soon... But that was actually something you got me into.
Well, I'm already recording, so.
Oh, you are? Oh, brilliant. No, that was, I remember, I believe the first one was the episode was, let's see, I think it was Eye Candy, if I remember correctly. That's the one where Toothy is running along with his big lollipop, and he trips and puts the thing into his eye. And I was kind of like, oh my god, that is not right. Or was it Out on a Limb? It was one of those two that you got me started on. It was one of those two. It was kind of like, oh brother.
Yeah, and I think I originally found them because they were shown on Attack of the Show.
Interesting.
Which, unfortunately, Attack of the Show is now dead. It is off the air.
Aww.
G4 canceled all of their entire lineup. So apparently their new network is going to be like GQ magazine on TV.
Oh god.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't quite understand that.
Sounds actually quite wretched.
Well, Craig, why don't you give me the synopsis of Happy Tree Friends and what they're all about?
Okay, well, in a nutshell, Happy Tree Friends is done by Mondo Media. It's definitely not a children's cartoon, as their catch line is cute, cuddly, and horribly wrong. I guess the genres are black comedy and adult animation, I think are the best ways of putting it in a nutshell, if you will. There's a bunch of different characters. The ones I know off the top of my head are Flaky, who appears to be a porcupine with neurosis. Petunia, who is a skunk that always wears like one of those air fresheners that you hang down from a car mirror. There's Deer Mime, which is basically self-explanatory. Let's see, there's also Nutty, who's a squirrel and is on a constant sugar rush. Let's see who else. There's Lumpy the Moose, and he's a complete moron. He's completely hapless. And it shows insofar as the fact that one of his antlers is the right side up and the other one isn't. And let's see who else we got. There's Handy, who's a handyman beaver who doesn't have any arms.
Oh, I think he's missing hands, isn't he?
Or hands.
Yeah, I think he's missing hands.
And let's see, there's, what's his name? Who's the anteater? What's his name?
Oh, what the heck is his name?
He's the one that likes mathematics and stuff like that. Sniffles, I think, not Sniffles. I would know the name if I saw it. And then there's Russell, who's another beaver, who's a pirate. There's also Lifty and Shifty, who are constantly trying to steal. There's Pop and Cub. There are a couple of like little bears, if you will. And Pop's always smoking a pipe and wearing a flat cap, and Cub is always getting killed or burned or something like that. And then there's Flippy. Flippy is acts like he dresses and acts like he was in the army, and whenever there's some sort of like loud noise that reminds him of war, he flips out and kills everything and everyone in sight.
Nice.
And see, I've already mentioned Toothy, who appears to be another beaver. Let's see. I could get all of the,
Yeah, I don't know why, for some reason their site doesn't even list the characters, which is rather baffling.
I've just found it. Sniffles is actually the, anteater. Giggles, who appears to be another beaver type creature. Now, she's very naive and always gets into trouble. There's Splendid the Squirrel, who's the superhero. And another one is, the Mole, who is, of course, blind as a bat, and he's always getting into some sort of situation. So, essentially, and then there's a Disco Bear. He's always trying to, he walks around with a big bouffant hairdo from the 70s, disco balls, disco music and all that. He's always on the make. There's Cuddles, who's a rabbit type thing, and the other interesting one, Crow Marmot. Essentially, the synopsis is he's the first inanimate character. This ancient mammal is frozen in ice but manages to get around the block. And, well, I don't know if I describe him as a main character because he never says or does anything. He's just there. So that's a general synopsis of all the main characters.
And every episode, you can pretty much guarantee everybody's going to get dismembered and impaled, lose a limb, an eyeball, and generally die.
usually a very gruesome death as well. Like I said, I think the only one that's never had any gruesome deaths is Cro-Marmot. So needless to say, not a synopsis of all the characters, so... But we've basically covered Happy Tree Friends in a nutshell. Well, now, there's typically, the episodes are about 3 minutes long, unless they're a two-parter. And then they've also got what they call the little shorts, little, like one-minute ones called Smoochies or something of the like. They've also got some holiday special, both cartoons and Smoochies. This is why I wish they would update the podcast, because one of my favourites was an Easter Smoochie with Toothy, and he gets dropped these eggs. In one of them, it hatches, and a snake comes out and strangles him to death. The other one turns out to be a really rotten Easter egg, and he decides, oh, what the hell, I'll eat it anyway. And he vomits himself to death. I wish I could find that one, because that's just absolutely priceless.
Last night I watched the most recent one, which is No Time Like the Present. And what's the crazy moose character's name again?
Lumpy.
Yeah, Lumpy goes upstairs and leaves a present for the handy beaver with no hands. Mm-hmm. And as he's trying to open up the present with just his mouth, he ends up falling. He hits his head, ends up trying to use scissors and a saw to cut open the package, ends up cutting a hole through the floor, and the fan drops down, and the moose is downstairs giving another present to the blind mole.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets his head cut, or the moose gets his head cut off by the fan blade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then the beaver ends up getting thrown onto the fire by the blind mole, who is cold because the window got broken. And then he trips over the moose's body and ends up falling on the broken shards of glass in the window, and his head comes off.
Oh, great. That's generally about that. So basically, that's why they say, that's why the tagline is cute, cuddly, and horribly wrong. For a good reason.
Yeah, it's a quite disturbing cartoon, but it's fun to watch once in a while. And Mondo actually has a lot of other programs on here. I was really surprised.
Well, I suppose it's good that we got the Mondo Media site. However, that being said, I'm getting back to the point I mentioned earlier on. I really, really wish that they'd updated their iTunes podcast, because it's nice to have a few of those on my iPhone. It just is annoying as hell that they don't have it updated. Oh boy. I'm looking at the preview for the site for a preview for No Time Like the Present. It looks
did you see their other shows, Gundar?
Shows. Let's see. Goodbye. Gundar. What's this? Wow. That looks interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to post links on the blog for a few of these shows on Mondo's site. That look pretty cool.
Well, I guess they've been doing some work on the site. Let's see what videos they've got for... That doesn't look right. I'm looking at the synopsis of University of Fisticuffs, and it just sounds wrong. The roar of the crowd, the smell of the swass, stripped to the waist, skin on skin. This time it really is going to be a cockfight. Wow. let's see. Not in the Moody.
Kung Fu Carl.
Kung Fu Carl. Oh, God.
White idiot for village president. Have they been calling me white idiot?
Kung Fu Carl. Oh, brother. Oh, good God. Kung Fu Carl. This looks like a comedic black comedy attempt at... almost like a Samurai Jack in a way.
Yeah, kind of.
The Christmas.
I think it's more. I think it's more satire than anything, though.
Right. Yeah. Just the opening page for Gundar for the show home. Not just nice how inane it is. Jacker, what carjackers? University of Fisticuffs. It's Gundar. God Almighty.
They've got, oh my God, dude, click on Bad Hybrid.
Is that one of the shows?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's a Prius mounting a naked hybrid chick.
Say that again? Whoa! Hey, what the?
Motivational speaker. All right.
Okay, wow.
I like Bad Hybrid. That's a good
start. Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah, wow, is all I can say. Sex, zoo, no, I'm not gonna, I'm gonna have to look at sex, big meeting, see how wrong that is. So it appears some happy tree friends has spawned several shows.
I wanted to end the show with an outtake that I think needs to be listened to. This is of Craig and I discussing the season 1, episode 1 premiere of Ren and Stimpy back in 1991. I think a few of you who know what happened that night will get a kick out of the story.
I just find it funny. It just makes me laugh about the opening night of Ren and Stimpy because it was all the buzz for a week or two. And I just remember that I raided my dad's booze cabinet. Remember that nasty mix I made?
Well, we raided your dad's booze cabinet. Booze cabinet quite a bit, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was the one where I mixed about 4 different kinds of scotch, some cherry brandy and some Tia Maria.
I'm pretty sure I never tasted that, did I?
Every one of us got drunk, yeah. There was enough whiskey in it to kill the taste of the cherry brandy. Yeah. And we didn't even get halfway through it, and we were all messed up. And then Jay, Scott's stepbrother, smashed my head into the floor. I rebounded up, and I didn't know what happened.
Wait a minute, that was at Scott's house.
Yeah, that was right. We all crashed in the living room. We watched the opening night Ren and Stimpy that next morning.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Wow. I can't believe you remembered that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
Now listen, cadet. I've got a job for you. See this button? Don't touch it! It's the history eraser button, you fool!
So what'll happen?
That's just it. We don't know. Maybe something bad. Maybe something good. I guess we'll never know. Because you're going to guard it. You won't touch it, will you?
Oh, how long can trusty Cadet Stimpy hold out? How can he possibly resist the diabolical urge to push the button that could erase his very existence? Will his tortured mind give in to its uncontrollable desires? Can he withstand the temptation to push the button that even now beckons him ever closer? Will he succumb to the maddening urge to eradicate history? At the mere push of a single button! The beautiful, shiny button! The jolly, candy-like button! Will he hold out, folks? Can he hold out?
Tune in next week as...